flew back from Dalian Friday. Looks like he had back-to-back meetings with the sales team.
Can you bring me up a copy?
Sure.
What about the day he died? Can you tell me where he was?
Sorry, a bit of a gap. I have all his receipts.
Your friend?
Listen, whatever you say, I'm buying you 100%.
He's an arrogant sod.
Well, that was mild. People say a lot worse than that.
This is what you wanted, isn't it? The journalist's diary?
What kind of a boss was he, Amanda? Appreciative?
No, that's not a word I'd use. The only things Eddie appreciated had a big price tag.
Like that hand cream. He bought that for you, didn't he? Look at this one. Got a taxi from home on the day he died, £18.50.
I would get him to the office.
Not rush hour, check the time. Mid-morning, 18, we get him as far as...
the West End. I remember him saying.
Underground, printed at 1 in Piccadilly.
So he got a tube back to the office. Why would he get a taxi into town and then the tube back?
Because he was delivering something heavy. And like a package up the escalator.
Delivering?
To somewhere near Piccadilly Station. Dropped the package, delivered it, and then... stopped on his way. He got peckish. So you get your lunch from here on route to the station. But where are you headed from? Where did the taxi drop you?
Eddie Van Coon brought a package here the day he died. Whatever was hidden inside that case, I've managed to piece together a picture using scraps of information. Sure. Credit card bills, receipts. He flew back from China, then he came here.
Sherlock.
Somewhere in this street. Somewhere near. I don't know where, but...
that shop over there.
How can you tell?
Lucas's diary. He was here too. He wrote down the address.
Oh.